Case number 10,600, Alice H. Sturgis, north of Route 24, 1.290 feet west of Randall Street, being Lot 1 within H.H. Dickerson Lands. A variance from the minimum square footage requirement for a parcel and a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel.
Bob Nash, 634 Abbott Drive, Norfolk, Delaware.
Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Ladies and gentlemen. Give you a little bit of history on this. We went to planning and zoning to try to get the lots reconfigured the way they were originally by the by a plot of a subdivision of H.H. Dickerson. And at that time, we found that there was a metal garage, which was a pole shed, that was too close to the line. And it was contemplated to move that pole shed, but the expense to do that to a perfectly good building, they decided not to do that. So what we have done is basically we have the same setup frontage-wise. We have two 70-foot lots and a 100-foot lot, which is what we had before. But we've moved the 100-foot into the middle so we could clear the middle garage and basically put a little L shape in the residual lands. And that is the reason we're here. Obviously, the lots are not three-quarter acre, but they weren't three-quarter acre to begin with anyhow, so at least the other two. And that's basically what we're trying to do.
So originally the lots were less than 150 feet of road frontage?
Yes. Yeah, I assume you have a copy of the survey.
all three of them.
You know when these were combined?
Maybe Mr. Sturgis says, do you recall when those were combined? Do you remember when those were combined into one lot? Okay.
If she's gonna need her to speak, if so we can get her, if you have her, if she can, I'd appreciate it.
You go up to
thank you.
Tell me your name and address, please.
Alice H. Sturgis, S-T-U-R-G-I-S.
Okay.
8989 Sharptown Road, Borough, Delaware, 19956.
Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. If you would, or if you're more comfortable, if you sit down, we will try to put one of those microphones in.
So I better stay.
Okay.
How this happened is I went over to the pay the taxes at the courthouse, and the lady said to me, if you make it, put it together, then you won't have an extra check to write. And I thought, well, that's fine. You know, I didn't know any different. So it's always been that way ever since then, because we were thrilled to have extra land because my son could have his garden. We were earning money. wanted for him to go to the University of Delaware. So it was nice. Mm-hmm. But when you get old and you've got to have money to live on, you can't keep these things just because you could look at it and it's a nice piece of land. So I was hoping to, you know, be able to have it separated from my house, which the extra land is not needed for the house.
Right.
And we had to put it up for sale, but I've had to let it go right now because I have a rod down one leg and a broken hip on the other leg.
Mm.
And I just can't do but so much.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take your time. Thank you for that. And remarkable. So then she'll end up with the big one.
The middle lot, yes.
Middle lot, with a one-story frame.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
And it's basically it's an even trade, is what it comes down to in terms of
essentially, yes. And, yes. And we do have approval from DelDOT for this specific plan yet to.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, ma'am, would you want to come forward, please? Be sworn in.
Name and address, please.
Andy Atkins, 32414 Meadow Branch Drive, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you for hearing my... I actually don't oppose the variance per se. What I oppose is if it's going to be used to put a trailer on. That's my only restriction. Because with the economy and the housing market going down, mm-hmm. I feel that if a trailer's put there on either one of those lots, it's going to affect us across the street. And right now, there aren't any trailers in the vicinity. And that's my only opposition.
Okay, we'll ask them and then
let
you know. All right.
Well, just for clarification, ma'am, single-wide trailers cannot be put on parcels in the county now. They have to go in mobile home parks.
Okay.
Double-wide mobile homes can go on 3/4 of an acre or more.
Okay. Well, the understanding is I always had that if people wanted to do anything that wasn't in code, that they came here to get exception. And that's what I want to prevent. That's all.
It appears that the remaining parcel will be less than 3/4 of an acre.
Right.
Therefore, they would have to, they can't put that double-wide mobile home on there except for the permission of this board, and this board has not granted any since the ordinance changed.
Okay. All right. That's all I need to know. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Okay. What is the intent? You're going to have three parcels.
Exactly, yes.
And one is small enough that a mobile home couldn't go on it.
Right.
What is the intent of the other, to sell that?
If it would be sold in a stick-built house, possibly built there, yes.
Okay. It appears that particular parcel may very well be 3/4 of an acre. Do you have any problem with us stipulating that granting of this variance that only a stick-built home be placed on that parcel?
If you'll allow me to confer this with whom. The question was, on the larger parcel, do you have a problem with them stipulating that a mobile home will not be placed on it?
I don't want a mobile home. No.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10,600, as I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'd stipulate, I would second that if Mr. Hudson would stipulate that a mobile home not be placed on either of the properties. Yeah.
With that stipulation included.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,600 with a stipulation that manufactured home not be placed on that lot. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you.